This is episode 2420 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day four of our series this week. We are exploring a unique theme. This is a theme that you might not associate with meditation. The theme is spark your creativity, and you are on a tolerance quest this week where you open up to new people, places, ideas, a new vision perhaps of your life, and you maybe, for extra bonus points, step a little outside your comfort zone, and those situations or people or places that might initially cause a little resistance, explore those. That will really spark your creativity when you allow yourself to break away from the familiar. Now, your prefrontal lobes, right at the front of your forehead, where in meditation and yoga, it's referred to as your spiritual or third eye. That's where these prefrontal lobes are located. And this is where your creativity stems. This is also the part of your brain that meditation strengthens so beautifully. In fact, research has shown that if you meditate for 15 minutes a day consistently for 2 weeks, you begin to notice that you respond differently to your life. If you meditate for at least those 15 minutes for 60 days, at that 60-day point, research shows that you have created new neural pathways in your brain that allow you to adapt to your world in a much better way, which includes and highlights the aspect of creativity, seeing the big picture and connecting pieces together. So meditation is one of the best things you can do to improve how you solve problems, how you express yourself, and your contribution to the world. This is especially true if you do have a creative line of talent or work, such as perhaps you are a musician or an author or an artist or an athlete or a scientist. People who are pulling from their prefrontal lobes on a regular basis. This is important for you as you meditate. Now, I've been sharing with you ways to approach your creativity. We started off with a prep. You can go back and listen to the second day's episode, how you prep yourself for creativity. And then in yesterday's episode, you discovered how it's important to have an incubation period. After you expose yourself to the creativity, come back into your regular environment and allow what you learned and the new insight to settle. The third aspect of cultivating and sparking creativity is referred to as illumination. And this is from litternauts.com. It's an article called The Key Elements of the Creative Process. And I'm following along with their plan to become creative for authors when you're writing. Many authors stumble upon this writer's block, and these are ways to move past it. I also felt that they were ways to incorporate creativity in any aspect of your life. So this third illumination phase comes when all the pieces fit together. And in the article, they say, "Eureka, I've got it." I'm sure you're familiar with the experience of when you stop thinking about a problem and do something else, such as maybe you take a shower or you go to sleep or you start working again. You find in many cases that the solution reveals itself as if by magic. So I'm sharing with you from the article, intuition is sometimes more reliable than logic. Meditation is one of the best ways to tap into your intuition, so you are in the right place. The article goes on to say that, needless to say, when the eureka moment arrives, make sure you have a pen and paper handy. I use a pen and paper. I have many notebooks and journals, but sometimes I find that I misplace those. So what I have been doing is I pull out an Evernote and I create notes on my Evernote. I often refer to it as my second brain. So think of a system for organizing your eureka creative moments. Now, as you're guided in today's meditation, you are invited to do what is called a mudra. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. They are ancient techniques that are still around today for a good reason, because they work. Many of you tell me they are your go-to technique. And so I'll share with you the mudra for this week. It is called the Bodhi Mudra. And this is a mudra which you can find on my Sip and Om Instagram. I always share a mudra with you there so that you can see how it's done. This is a pretty simple mudra to do though. You place your hands upward on your lap, palms upward, and then you're going to touch your little finger to your thumb, touching the tips of your thumb tip to the tips of your little fingers, doing this with both hands. This cultivates tolerance. So when you begin to feel that resistance sneak in, when you're maybe talking to somebody and they have a different opinion, or when you're listening to some music you might find jarring, or maybe you are driving down the road and you see some things that you start to feel yourself judging, try this mudra and see if it reminds you to open up to being tolerant. We have a lot of nerve endings on our fingertips and hands, and when you stimulate those nerve endings, they likewise stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. This is how mudras are considered to work for you. So now I invite you to settle yourself down to meditate. As always, the full 30-minute guided meditations, including a slowdown guide with a photo of the mudra and all the techniques I share with you in this week's series, as well as a journal with a daily reflection question, are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for a full week absolutely free. As you begin to calm your mind and body, sitting up straight, as always, straightening your spine, helping you to stay focused, closing your eyes, elevating them so gently to this prefrontal part of your brain that sparks your creativity. Begin to notice your thoughts. Notice what you're feeling resistant to right now. You may tap again your thumb tip to your little fingertip, doing this with both hands, doing the Bodhi Mudra for tolerance. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Mentally affirm, I open up to the world around me. I open up to the world around me. Allow yourself to soothe frazzled nerves with each inhale and exhale through your nose. As you inhale, draw your breath inward and upward through your mouth, feeling the cool, refreshing air enter your body, refreshing your mind, soothing frazzled nerves. As you exhale, release your breath through your mouth strongly. Feel the whoosh, hear the whoosh. As you release your breath, releasing tension. Beautiful. Allow yourself to open up to creativity, going deeply into any aha moments you may have, noticing your intuition. Continue seated, enjoying this beautiful sensation you're creating for yourself, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.